Sukkah, the halachas of the schach, what makes schach kosher, in Simen Tov Reish Chav Tes, we are up to Sif Yud Beis. We will be covering from Yud Beis to Yud Zayin today. Sif Yud Beis, there's a very clear principle here. The Mechaber deals with it in a particular case. The principle is that Chazal said that any kind of greenery that will actually dry up within the days of Sukkot, and you can expect to find yourself without any schach, is considered air. It does not count as schach. It would not count. It's as if it's not there. Now, the Mechaber actually deals with it in a particular case, and that is that you use not just leaves, but you use particular leaves. These are vegetables. Vegetables which are roi la'achila. If they're roi la'achila, we already said they're makabel tuma. Foods are makabel tuma. A davra makabel tuma is pasul for schach. Now, the rule is that when you're dealing with a sukkah gedola, when you're dealing with a large-sized sukkah, which is what most people have, as opposed to a sukkah which is only 7 by 7 tefachim, but when you're dealing with a large-sized sukkah, the halachi is that schach pasul will only pasul your sukkah if it is 4 tefachim wide. Not so with air. If you have an airspace of 3 tefachim, that pasuls. Schach pasul doesn't look as bad as air. Because when you have schach kosher and next to it schach pasul, you look up and what you see is the roof is covered and there's plenty of schach kosher. Whereas when you're dealing with air, there's clearly space. So air is worse and therefore it pasuls with 3. Says the Mechaber, if you used a vegetable that normally dries up within 7 days, there the Chachamim looked at it as if it's already not there. So instead of pasuling your sukkah when it has 4 tefachim, it will pasul your sukkah with 3 tefachim, because instead of seeing it as schach pasul because it's makabel tuma, we see it as air because it's going to disappear. If it is something that does not disappear quickly, then because it's yirakas, because it's a vegetable, it's makabel tuma. And the halacha is that unless you have 4 tefachim of it, it's still going to be kosher. If you do have 4 tefachim, it's going to pasul. So this is what the Rama adds: V'chol ma shedarko liyavish toch shiva miyad dainlina kilu hu yavish. Anything that will dry up, he's adding to this, even if it's not makabel tuma. Anything that will dry up is as if it's not there. And vehevi avir uposul bo afilu min hatsad. Now here he's adding another halacha. We are going to find that schach posel at the very edge of your sukkah, next to the wall, if the schach posel meets the wall, then it is better than other schach posel. One of the halachah Moshe Misinais that we have in sukkah is that if you have schach posel that is adjacent to the wall of the sukkah, rather than view it as schach posel, we say it is wall. The wall bends, the wall goes up, and it's a dofen akuma, it bends, so that the schach on top would not be viewed as schach, but it would be viewed as wall. Now, you couldn't sit under it because it's a wall, you got to sit under schach, but it wouldn't pasul your sukkah. There, it is not dal tefachim that would pasul. The only time it would be pasul is if you have 4 amis worth of schach pasul adjacent to the wall. So now we've got a case where at the side of your sukkah, adjacent to the wall, you used a vegetable that is makabel tuma because it's edible, but it's the kind of vegetable that shrivels up and will be gone in the middle of sukkahs. Says the Rama, even though had we viewed it as schach pasul because it's makabel tuma, the fact that it's adjacent to the wall would not pasul. We would view it as an extension of the wall. Now that it's the kind of vegetable that will dry up and disappear, we look at it as air. When you've got air next to your wall, we don't call that dofen akuma. We don't say that your wall bends. What is it? What's bending there? There's nothing there. It's air. So it's pasul. So that even though you had a vegetable that was makabel tuma, that wouldn't have pasuled your sukkah. But the fact that it's going to shrivel up, that makes it worse and makes your sukkah be pasul because you have airspace, 3 tefachim of airspace at the end of your sukkah. Okay, Sif Yud Gimel now. Mechaber says anything that grows out of the ground is like a tree. If it's mechubur lakarka, you cannot use it for schach. Now, what happens if it's tolush v'lebesov chibro? That means you're talking about something that was an independent piece and you stuck it into the ground. You take a stick. Let's say you've got this big round stick and you bang it into the ground, you stick it into the ground, the top of it goes over your sukkah, would we say that that is pasul because it's mechubar lekarka? No. Mechubar lekarka means it is growing out of the ground or it was built on the ground. Whereas if it is just stuck into the ground and then bent over, it would not be a problem. The Mishnah Brura previously had told us that if you actually plant it, for example, you take a sapling, you take a tree, and then you uproot it and replant it somewhere. As soon as it takes up root in its new place, we once again view it as mechubar lekarka. We no longer say that, oh, no, this is something out of the ground that's just sitting there. So as a rule, if you stick something into the ground that was already something, all you did was put it into the ground that is not called mechubar to pasul. If you plant something, it is. And of course, if you build something in the ground, it wasn't the something before you actually built it in the ground, that is called mechubar and that is pasul. Sif Yudalid. The Mechaber says, Yesh dvorim she'osru chachamim l'sachich bohem. There are things that the chachamim did not allow us to use for schach. They are grasses that are not royal achila, so they're not makabel tuma. Sounds great. What's the problem? Rechom ra. They have a repulsive smell. And the fear is that you're not going to want to spend much time in your sukkah. So as a gzeirah that you're going to leave your sukkah and eat elsewhere, Chazal went and pasled it. They said not to use it. The other one is shenoshrim alehem, where the leaves are regularly falling down in a way that is disturbing and we're afraid that you're going to walk out of your sukkah. Now, unlike the previous case of something that's makabel tuma or something that's going to shrivel up, here the halacha is that they asered being mesachech with them. They didn't say that bidieved, your sukkah is pasul. They said it is osur to be mesachech with them. If you already did, you don't have to change your schach. So that anything that you're going to find difficult to sit there smelling, you should not use for schach. But if you did, it's kosher. Mishnah Brura says, if it is so unbearable that nobody would really want to live there, nobody would want to sit with that scent around, then that the sukkah is pasul, because it says teshvu, which Chazal Darshan came to Duru, like your house. If you build a sukkah in a way that nobody would want to sit there because of the foul odor, that is not a kosher sukkah midah oraisa. Whereas if it's just something that's a bit uncomfortable, that's where Chazal said don't do it because you may leave your sukkah, but if you did it, your sukkah is kosher. The next sif is the halacha asur l'sachech b'chavilo. You cannot use a bundle. You can't use a bundle for schach. What's this? Say you've got a bundle of reeds that people normally would make a bundle and then put somewhere to dry. If you use that for schach, the fear is that someone's going to have this bundle of moist reeds or whatever, or leaves, whatever else it is, and he's going to put that on top of his sukkah to dry, and then he comes to sit in the sukkah and say, I don't have to bother putting schach in this. I already have this bundle of reeds there. And that's going to be puzzle. Since it was not put on your sukkah for the sake of schach, it was put on your sukkah for the sake of drying, we call that tase velo min ha'osui. It is considered schach that was made by itself, it was formed by itself, rather than schach that you made l'shem schach. Therefore, even though you did not put it there to dry, Chazal said that it's osur to use. But they only osur the kind of thing that people put in bundles to dry. If they only put them in bundles for the sake of selling them, and then quickly you go and open up the bundle, then that would not count. It's got to be a bundle, the kind of bundle that people would put together and then leave to dry, which in agriculture that's very common. They'll make bundles of whatever it is that they're collecting and they'll leave them out in the fields for a good part of the summer to dry. It's also got to be tied down, either on both sides or in the middle. And let's say you have a natural bundle. Say you've got a bunch of branches that are connected to each other, and then you chop it off the tree as a unit, and then you tie it on the other side. Since that is a natural form, we do not consider that a bundle. The halacha is that a bundle's got to have a size. What's the size? It says that you've got to have 25 pieces in order for it to be called a bundle. Fewer than 25 is not enough of a bundle for us to fear that you're going to put such a thing up to dry. It's got to be at least 25. In the case of something that grew together, we've got a bunch of branches that grew as a unit and then you tie them at the other end. There, we would look at it as one, so long as it's only them alone. if you added one other branch from elsewhere that is not connected to it, now we would go and count up the number of branches you've already put in there, and if the number adds up to 25, it's possible. So if it's all in its natural form of a bunch of them, we don't worry about it. We count it all as one. You add one strange one, and then we count the entire thing. So this is the halacha of chavila. Unlike the previous halacha, the halacha is that if you used a bundle, it is pasul even b'di'evid. Now we go further. Sifte zayin. Chavila shein koshno le'el lamachron b'minyin. A bundle that is made because people sell it, and they sell it in number. So you want to know how many you've got here. And immediately after buying it, you want to tie it. So we've said that that is not considered a bundle. Sif Yud Zayin says that if you used a bundle and you untied it, it's kosher. Untying it is good enough. Now one may ask, we discussed the halacha way back when, that if you use schach from a tree, you built a sukkah directly under a tree, the branches are sitting on the sukkah. And then you cut the branches. So we had an issue of whether or not that's called tasev elomen ha'osui. Is that considered something that happened on its own and you didn't really turn it into schach? So the halacha there was that you're supposed to shake every piece there, just to make sure that we call that an asiya. It's you're making it. So the question arises, why over here where it was a bundle, by untying that is not enough? Why do you not have to shake it? The answer is, a bundle was not schach posel. The Rabbanan said that not to use it. If you untie it, that's a good enough asiya. Whereas, in the case of say, a real bundle that you put on your sukkah just to dry, that's pasul midaraisa because of tasav alom and asui. You didn't put it there for the sake of schach. There untying it wouldn't be enough. You would have to actually shake it. So a bundle that was put on your sukkah to dry, untying it would not be machshirit. You would also have to shake it. A bundle that was put on your sukkah as schach, there if you untied it would be enough and it would not be considered tasav alom min ha'asui. All right, so we finished today's day, and that took us all the way through the psul of chavila.